Willie Hernan joins us with the latest on the track at Sale today. How are you, Willie?
Yeah, great. And out of yourself?
Yeah, very well. What did you make of the track?
Sale today is a good four at the moment. The rail's at the 8 metres and the 800 metre to the winning post with 3 metres the remainder, and the penetrometer is 4.99. Although the track walked with a nice cover of grass and did walk with genuine cushion underfoot, the team there put 6 mils of irrigation on yesterday. I only raced here last week and the rail to stay in the same spot, but it walks as though they haven't raced here and has recovered extremely well. In saying that, the corner may cut out a little bit during the day, and in the straight it walks with some marking across. It walks pretty even, and I think they may use a fair bit of it as the day goes on. And a sunny day with a top 29 could see an upgrade at some point, Nadia.
Brilliant. Thanks for that, Willie.
Thank you.
There's Willie Hernan with his take on the track for racing this afternoon. Let's get into the preview for the meeting today at Sale. And Warren Huntley is with us. So are you, Warren?
Oh, well, thanks,
Dad. We've got the 8 races this afternoon, a good 4-rated track. We've just heard the latest on the surface from Willie. What do you make of the meeting?
Look, I think the maidens, as usual, and at any time of the year, really, there can be some good form to come out of the maidens. I think that's where probably the most promising horses from the meeting are likely to come from. There's a bit of depth, particularly in the first couple of maidens, I think. And look, later on in the program, there's some horses that are sort of going well through the grades. So I think the legs of the quaddies are pretty tough. I've certainly had to go wide in the last leg and probably no less than three in every other leg. I think it's a really competitive card, and the track will be interesting because, as Willie said, the rail's in the same position as the recent meeting, where the track started off in the soft range and they used quite a bit of the track there. So on a more firm track, the right inside of the track might have had a lot of wear. I'll be interested to see how the track plays.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the first race. This is a fillies and mares maiden over the 11-13. You can take cat runners 7, 13, 15 and also 16. Now, the main ones in the market are number 4, Paris Flirting at 4.60, Rubiana Jane at 6, then you're down to Dental, who's at $3.70, the favourite, Memphis Squaw at $6.50, Royal Opera at $7.50, Star Australia at $6 is also in commission.
Competitive start, Nadge. I'm going with a relatively lightly raced filly. Dental's only had the one run back this preparation. I thought she was okay and perhaps didn't have the best of luck at Yarra Valley at 1,000 metres. I think a little step up in distance will definitely suit her, and she looks progressive. I'm going to go with her ahead of the horse that's got the race fitness on her side and continues to race well in Rubiana Jane. And from an inside draw, she's probably not going to have to do a lot of work to get somewhere near the speed. And just getting out beyond the 1,000 metres might suit her. She's been going well around this distance range and dropped back to 1,000 metres last start in a fast race, the dominant witness run. So she'll give a good sight riding the speed back to 1,100 metres here. Star Australia has trialled up nicely for the Robbie Griffith stable to make her debut, and another one drawn nicely. Paris Flirting gets the blinkers on, just might sharpen her up that little bit. 8, 5, 12, 4.
8 from 5, 12 and 4. We look at race 2, 3-year-old maiden over 14.19. Take out 3, 6, 8, 11, 14 and also the 15. Number 1, An Achiever Prince at 8.50. Come On Carl's at 9. 2.25 for the Rouseabout. 6.50 for Track Ruler. Then you're down to French Girl at 7.50 and Zooforia, who's at $5.50.
The market's honed right in, and in particularly after the scratchings, but it looks a lovely race for the Rouseabout Nards, who was good on debut, had been trialling well going into that debut run. They didn't go hard in that race, but they did quicken up nicely at the end of the race, and Heavenly Thought just had that lovely run, really well ridden by Brad Rewilla, to get the maiden out of the way, and the Rouseabout was the one chasing. I think with that run under the belt, this is a lovely progression here at 1,400 metres for the Rouseabout. With that run under the belt, just up 100 metres, just ideal and drawn nicely. Zooforia just got a little bit back in the field last start. I think she's quite a talented filly, and she'll be better with that run under the belt. The earmuffs go on today. Come On Carl's going well. He's run 2 starts ago. Was certainly good enough to be competitive here. And the form around the over and above race that he was working home at 1,200 metres last start is certainly solid for this. And again, up to 1,400 metres suits. And Track Ruler on debut for the Mick Price stable. No surprise to see him at 1,400 metres on debut. But I think it's a very good race for the Rouseabout. 9, 13, 4 and 10.
9 from 13, 4, 10. We go to race 3. You can take out 1, 15 and 16. Here we've got number 7, Socomo at 2.60. Woomph at 5. $3 for Woof Tone. And then you're looking at longer odds for the others.
Really interesting race, Nards, isn't it? I heard you talking with Matty Welsh yesterday about this race and the reappearance of Wolf Tone. I think with the race fitness on his side, I'm going to go with Socomo. Would love to see a jump out or trial from Wolf Tone. He actually went to Moonee Valley and had a gallop a couple of Mondays ago, but they barely broke even time the last 400 metres or so. So that was just a float trip and a bit of a canter around. Didn't really see him tested there. But look, his runs leading into his performance in the Derby just say that he's going to get his maiden out of the way pretty quickly. The fact that Francis Finnegan's kicking him off at 1,700 metres says he's had a good base to get into this race. Wolf is getting fitter and out to this trip suits. And Arcanon comes through the same race as Sokomo at Moonee Valley last start and will be better for the debut experience and drawn nicely. But I think the market's right and 7 and 10 are the key chances. I put them in 7, 10, 9 and 4.
So 7 from 10, 9 and 4, a bit to come out of that race, race 3. We look at race 4. This is a benchmark 58 over the 12, 13. 6, 7, 8, 11 and 15 all come out. We've got number 3, River Dance Lad at 4, 440 for Rose Wedge. Then you're down to 550 for Deadly Choices. Boss Strikers at $3.90.
I go with River Dance Lad. He doesn't have a lot of tricks to himself, but he's got a good racing style. He's fit, and he'll be able to get into a spot from that draw to get somewhere near the speed. And I'm sure the form out of his race at Werribee by a start behind Maximus is a better guide than his win 2 starts ago, where Robbie Griffiths just found the absolute right race for him at Great Western. He ran well behind Maximus, who's much better than that Class 1 grade at Werribee, where that race was, and destined to contest better races. So for the 58 grade here, I'm going to go with River Dance Lad. Boss Striker's one of the more interesting runners of the day. He's had races in Western Australia and Tassie at his last 2 starts, and now he appears here. So he's certainly been around. Recent trial at Balmaring for the Freedman Stable in modest time for the morning, but he just really wasn't extended at any stage and quickened up nicely to be right there at the end of that jump out. So I think he's certainly got some freshness on his side because he wasn't knocked about in that jump out. Deadly Choices is going well. I think the run at Pakenham last start was just a strange race. Dan Reddy just swooped on that field and dominated that race. His previous run at Moonee Valley was good without the best of luck. And old Thumbtack seems to just be going well later in life, kept to the shorter courses, but a real credit to Nick Harnett, the way he's been able to maintain his zest for racing. 3, 13, 12 and 1.
So we go 3 from 13, 12 and 1 in race number 4. Race 5, this kicks off the quaddy. Take out runners 11, 12, 13 and also 14. Number 2, Alpha, is at 2.30. Shangani Patrol at 7. $5 for Lucente. $7.50 for California Grand Cru. We've got Bemboka Queen, who's at $7.
Really even race, now. I know Alpha was very good winning on debut, and he could certainly go on and win the race. I think in an even race, number 8, Bemboka Queen, is over the odds. She was good getting out the maiden out of the way last start. She's certainly deep into the prep and hard and fit. And importantly, in a really solidly run benchmark 64 last start out of her maiden grade victory, she was really solid behind calls. She'd be going around a pretty short price favourite here, although she was 3 lengths astern. I thought she was going quite well, and I think Heath Connors has got her absolutely at the top of her game. Hopefully there's another run left this preparation. If there is, I think at each way odds, she's value. Number 8, Bemboka Queen. Alpha was good winning on debut. He was strong through the line. That was at 1,600 metres. It's up quickly in trip here, but just looks a real staying type. And we know getting up in distance early in the campaigns is not a problem for Mick Kent trained runners. He can really build their aerobic capacity. Shangani Control freshened and back slightly in distance. Was keen on him a couple of times last preparation. He ran well. Without much luck, he should have maintained some good residual fitness there. It's a tongue tie on after a below par performance. Could be a story there. And Lucente's been going well in races of a bit of depth and at solid tempo, so certainly in the mix also. But I thought there might be a bit of value about 8 ahead of 2, 3 and 6.
8 from 2, 3, 6. We go to race 6. We can take out runners 1 and 9. We've got number 2, He Excels at $2. $3, Mr. Optimistic. Then you're down to No Commitment at $3.50.
Yeah, I can understand that they're the horses dominating the market. I just thought that He Excels can certainly win, but I think he's a little bit under the odds. I love the way Mr. Optimistic has come back this preparation, and Tony Noonan's just persevered with him as probably a little bit of a frustration early in his career, but just got him fit and got him up to distances that he really seems to be appreciating. And he's been good, even at Metropolitan level a couple of starts ago, he was good behind Sahul, and then he stepped up that little bit in distance here at Sale and won well in benchmark 70 level. So, look, it's a similar assignment here for Mr. Optimistic, and if all he does is maintain that, then I think he's got as good a chance as anything. No Commitments, certainly building to another win. 2 starts back this preparation have been solid, and not hard to mount a case to say that he may well have won last start with clearer galloping room. He excels and certainly got a chance. Went up to Sapphire Coast to run first up and remarkably went around at $3.60 there for a horse that's such a short quote here in what looks like a pretty strong race at Sale, particularly at the top end. And Passaro will be fitter for one run back from a spell. It was well beaten there, but that was behind Grunt, who's probably going to start one of the favourites in the Australian Guineas on Saturday. And he was actually working home okay at the end of the race, despite the fact that he was well held. This is a much easier assignment, obviously. 3.8.24.
So we go 3 from 8.24, race 6. We look at race 7. You can take out the 10. We've got number 2, Ripplebrook at $6.50. $8.50 for Ayers Rock. Down to Reserve Street at $3. And Thieving Minx is at $3.50.
Not a lot between the top end here also, Nuts. I've gone with Thieving Minx because, again, she's hard and fit and she's got a little bit of a versatile racing style at 1,400 metres. I wouldn't think she'd be too far away. And she can maintain that good cruising speed, strong through the line. Concussion plates going on the front mightn't be an ideal gear change, but it hasn't dissuaded me from thinking she's got a terrific chance. Ripplebrook's a hard horse to assess because on his first racing preparation, he just looked really progressive, and I just don't think we got a guide on him first up the way the race panned out with the amount of work he had to do. It's a good claim here for Harry Grace and a nice barrier draw, so he should get a much more economical run. We can certainly get a better guide on him today. Reserve Street's fitter for one run back from a spell, and again, I don't think we got a great guide on what he was doing there, but he was good through the line, and he's definitely fitter with that run under the belt and up a couple of hundred metres, a plus, and Ayers Rock for me next best, who was also strong to the line last start and jumps into this race second up. 9.2.6.3.
So we go 9 from 2.6 and 3, then we go to the last where you can take out 7, 13 and the 15. The main ones here are the 6 Coral Rose at $4.20, $4 for From the Clouds. Then you've got Miss Vixen, who's at $3.30.
Yeah, I reckon, again, the market's identified the main chances. I'm going to go a little bit wider here. Georgie's Loose, first run for the Matrix Stables, an interesting runner. We've certainly seen good ability from her earlier in her career. But I'm going with Miss Vixen, who's a winner here. She was a winner here on debut in what was a really good form race. And I thought last start at Moonee Valley, she just didn't have the best of luck behind Summer Sham. That race was controlled on the speed. Summer Sham now is a Group 2 winner, although that wasn't the strongest of Group 2s at Caulfield on Saturday, but there's terrific form through Miss Vixen's last start. I'm going to go with her ahead of From the Clouds. It just needs the races to pan out for her. She doesn't have a great deal of early tactical speed, but she's got a really good finish on her, and I'm sure Regan Bayliss will ride her to be finishing on strongly. Coral Rose, a local who's in good form and can measure up to probably slightly better opposition here. I mentioned, I'll put in Georgie's Loose, just really interested in her first run for the Matrix Stable. That's quite often a formula that produces horses that perform well. 12, 9, 6 and 14.
So we go 12, 9, 6, 14. What about a best roughy quaddie in your play of the day?
I think race 2, number 9, the Rouseabouts, the best nards. And I've made race 5, number 8, Ben Boker Queen, my value. For the quaddie, first leg 2, 3, 6 and 8. Second leg 2, 3, 4 and 8. Third leg numbers 2, 6 and 9. And home with numbers 6, 9, 11, 12 and 14. I'm going to play an early quaddie as the player of the day with just my top 3 selections in each leg. First leg 5, 8 and 12. Second leg 4, 9 and 13. Third leg numbers 7, 9 and 10. And coming home with numbers 3, 12 and 13.
Outstanding. Thank you for that, Warren. And we'll catch up with you later in the show as we discuss track work from Flemington.
Look forward to it, Nads.